And also, it doesn't hurt him to work like a regular man, to remember to himself that he is a regular man, as all the servants of God are. We're just regular men. We work, we toil, we sweat. Shouldn't always be in suits. Shouldn't just be sitting around writing our new book. I mean, maybe their job is to be an author. I don't know. But I mean, there is definitely, Paul made tents. It had very little bearing on his ministry. Except that it showed that he was not just some freeloader. Because that's the thing, is when you have these systems set up, you attract people who want to be freeloaders. Just want to be big talkers for a living. And you create this class of people. And they start looking at themselves as something special. Instead of being part of just another part of the body. Start thinking of themselves as the head of the church. Instead of just being a part of the body. Though you do have to have overseers, right? But I don't think it makes sense to have the overseer also be everything in the church. So that there's no room for anyone else to minister because the overseer does everything. Like you can't have a Bible study without the consent of the overseer. You can't do this without the consent of the overseer. The overseer has to, okay. But then if the overseer is also, because that's the word bishop, episcopos, means overseer. And referring to overseer, because there's someone who has to oversee the church sometimes. It's not always going to be possible to just have it really, just freewheeling and fancy free. There's got to be some sort of organization to it. I do believe in that. A body is not just a loosely affiliated conglomeration of people who are, just all doing their own thing. Though every several part of the body, while they work together, they all also work, the liver has its function, right? The right hand doesn't do the left hand's work, right? But sometimes they work together, right? And some bodies are ambidextrous. There's always room for the brethren to do more work, is what I'm saying. But I'm also saying that too many times, when this system of paid ministry is in place, everyone else thinks, well, I pay the minister, he does the ministering. We need to minister one to another. Not just be, the strong in the faith carry the weak, true. But, there is not, you can't have, when you put all your eggs in that one basket, it is responsible for many, I believe, many of the problems that the modern church suffers from, and the church of even days gone by has suffered from. We put all the power, all the word, all the everything on one guy, and then he doesn't work at anything except being Mr. Special. It's funny because not every church can have an apostle, because that's almost what they become, like an apostle. They're the source of doctrine, they're the source of everything. Some churches do. I won't go into apostleship right now. Verse 11. For we hear that there are some among you which walk... I'm sorry. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. You ostracize him. Honestly, I'll tell you what, a lot of pastors ought to be ostracized by their congregations. Yeah. A lot of them are. A lot of them are. Nobody has anything to do with those guys. I mean, literally, they live the loneliest lives. Except they're heading up the church. And that's just crazy. You know, no one ever goes to their house, but they just appear on Sunday. Sometimes they come over to your house and eat your food. When'd you ever eat their food? Some of these guys pulling in six-figure salaries. While people in their church go poor and hungry. It's despicable. Some of them pull seven-figure salaries. And they live like it. And you know what? I mean, right now there's a lot of outrage over these corporate executives who have mismanaged. Oh man, if people only realized how badly their salvation is being mismanaged by these pastors, they would crucify these men. I mean, because they would just be so carried away with rage, they would want to see them tortured and killed. I'm not suggesting that, God forbid. I'm not suggesting that at all. Please do not even think for a second I'm suggesting that anyone should do that. I'm just saying, if you understand, you know, it's a hypothetical. If they understood how badly the elements among them, there are elements among those churches who would be so upset that they would probably be carried away and do violence to their pastors. If they knew the truth. So those pastors can thank God that their congregations don't know the truth. Don't be weary in well-doing. You know, that can be something that overtakes you after over a long time. I'm still young and sometimes I feel like, oh, I got a lot of zeal. Sometimes, you know what, though? It's like the world is out there. It's tempting, you know, and if everything in your life has not yet been brought into subjection to Christ, it's going to work on you. It will work on you and try to seduce you to sin. But don't let yourself get wearied in it. Hey, seek God. Seek the living God. He will make it. So, and the point of not keeping company with these people is, hey, let them be ashamed. But these days, we don't believe in it making people ashamed. So, these verses are probably not going to be carried out in most churches. I believe my church would carry it out.